A great deal has been said about the threat that black consciousness movements pose, but surely they also have cultural affiliations and activities?
Oh yes, they've got drama association, and the drama associations get together. They have all sorts of plays, rather activistic plays, and they have all sorts of poetry readings and so on, but I can give you an example.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
You need a fight? You better get uptight. And don't be a square, 'cause it's warfare.
From one originator to another. On the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. Our tribute to you, Roy.
Hello, this is you out the control tower. Do you want number 77? Sorry, I'm on 11. Yeah. Peace and love to all mankind. And set to peace and love, yeah.
All mankind.
Yeah.
From the youth to the grown up. Together we are. Know that the war is over. So let's stand united.
Well, see, then come down and I unite, eat by an iron flesh. They shall surely, surely stumble and fall. Under the righteous I'll stand itinerant. And if you love God, then your children shall be like olive and flourish continuously, children of God. No more war in the ghetto, no, 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 stand up and defend your right. 'Cause when you're really right, some may say you're really right. You could never take no might and no beat, no right. Never take no might and no beat, no right. See, though, when you're really right, so you know you're really right. Wow! And when you're wrong, you got to admit that you're double wrong all over. And some may say about a life all over. Cut it! See, you say you're wrong all over. You're right, I'll be control tower. Some say every hour. Some say there's every hour. And some say there's not the control tower. Wow! See the Mississippi down over. Yeah, you know. Means that you gotta keep on moving. Some say you gotta keep on grooving. And some say you gotta keep on moving. Wow! Stop back and sit and stop back. Yeah, you know. You know you're right. You could I never take no might and be in no right. You could I never take no might and no, no be no right. No, no, no way, no, 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 tell me, yeah. And then I saw you make your bed in the gator. I saw you make your bed in the gator. So you say you make your bed in the gator. Yeah, you know. Let's stand, I die.
our tribute to the man in the control tower. On the Mothership Connection Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid, we pay tribute to you, Roy, who holds a particularly personal, important place at the heart of the fuel of the Mothership. Passed away in February of this last year, born in 1942, Ewart Beckford, also known as U-Roy the Innovator, or Daddy U-Roy, was hugely important in the development of the toasting style of dance hall music, of sound system culture, and recording. He was known for having expanded the toasting style to a lyrical form, continuous writing the rhythm, typically based on playing the B-side or dub-side version of a popular record, being able to chant or speak, present over those lyrics and sounds. He had an original toasting sound and was known for his incisiveness and for his articulation. As we'll hear later in the program, a gentleman whose particular contributions was really in the late 60s into the early 70s, developing over the rock steady sounds of the day into a popular recording form. He started at the age of 15 associating with sound systems and the selection process, and would then work eventually with King Tubby's hometown Hi-Five Sound in 1968. And it was through this that he would begin to record, first Dynamic Fashion Way with rookie producer Keith Hudson, a session also later with Lee Perry. But in 1969, he would hook up with Duke Reed, introduced by King Tubby, and a number of records, 45 or singles releases, would lead to his first albums in the 1970s. We pay tribute to you, Roy. We started with the Control Tower, and hopefully in the next selections, and along with our guest Mossman, who worked from here, from Montreal, but who worked a little bit with you, Roy, we begin to explore his sound, his contribution to the rhythm. On CKUT 90.3 FM, we continue with U-Roy and Hopton Lewis, Tom Drunk.
You are
It was his jive-saturated lyrics riding throughout the instrumental or dub version of the songs that really marked the beginning of this kind of recording and sparked increased revolution in the toasting, DJing selector styles of the sound systems now being put on record. U-Roy on the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. Ewart Beckford passed away this last February at the age of 78. He was has a particular place, not only for me, but in terms of reggae stylings and the transition from rocksteady to roots reggae in the 1970s. Those incisive jive elements come from a tradition which we'll talk about in a moment. But for the originator, it was really hooking up with Duke Reed in 1969 that his star rose immediately. He would have, in fact, simultaneously in the top three positions of the Jamaican charts, Wake the Town, This Station Rules the Nation, and Wear You to the Ball, all taking off in the same period and never seen before, occupying the three top positions. These were on Treasure Isle Duke's Reed record, and he was part of the secret was working on songs with Tommy McCook, among others, and the Paragons, the Supersonics, and on songs that were already quite international hits, like John Holt's Wear You to the Ball. On CKUT 90.3 FM, in our tribute to U-Roy, we continue with those three songs that really set off his recording career.
This station rules the nation with version.
I'm gonna wear you to the ball tonight. or be wise and be gentle and put on the best. Because I've got two musical kids. Robin, baby, I just come in, yeah. Because I'm tougher than tough and that ain't no bluff. Maybe it's because I've got the musical stuff.
Ure once told the LA Times, "I just talk about unity with people. I don't really try to put down people or anything like that. Violence is very ugly and love is very lovely." On CKUT 90.3 FM with myself, Khalid, on the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions, three tracks that really set off his recording career in 1969, and the originality, the innovations of Daddy Uroy, to whom we pay tribute. We, as mentioned, he comes from a tradition, and the sound system, the toasting, the introduction of songs in the dance hall started even before the rocksteady vibe in the 1950s. His intervention in the scene at the age of 15, around 1961, really was in association with some of the sound systems. He did selection, and then, like many of the other Toasters, the introduction of songs before developing his own style. He was, however, very, very clear about being part of a dance hall tradition, and considered his predecessor, Count Machuki, to really be the greatest and perhaps unrecognized innovator of dance hall lyricism. On CKUT 90.3 FM, a track recorded around the same time, actually, but the Count Machuki had been active since the 1950s. This is Warfare on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You need a fight? You better get hop tight and don't be a square, 'cause it's warfare. One A, Grand Fanny, Granny, warfare.
King smiling man would still spill milk of this that has been real gone, as I would still spill milk with him one. Do it to me. As I would beg to do it to me always, 'cause I would love now and forever. Baby, now until next never. As I would beg a wicked show, as I would kindly sit you want you could go, you know. As I would be a dick a stock, as I would be a big sound to make you wow. Baby, make a wow. As I would do that, should take a stand. As I was did to see the bigger sound of bigger rap, as I was thinking about the bigger geek of sound of blues is how you go. Sounds amazing if you say so. God, baby, you, I love you so. And said I read the want to read to know. Tell me that you gotta leave it up. I'm baby, tell me that you never, never give it up. As I was thinking about the bigger sound of lead the way. Baby, do me, as I will be good, do me on the track. Good God, as I will say, so life goes by with tell you that I will never, never, never come a failure. Yeah, I would still feel musical sound on the hour. Each and each and every hour on the show. Every hour, from the country though, as I was saying, musical sound will lead the way. Sound when the week comes, I will tell you. Good God, I think it took me to be on the musical track. Call you I love, and not a mucal nada. So baby, now we love you, now it's forever. I love you right until next never. I beg you, let us do together like a one of you, compared to one father. Do it to me in any way.
Building on, expanding, and internationalizing the sound system, toasting styles and lyricisms. This was two examples of that tradition, which inspired you, Roy, to whom we pay tribute today on the Mothership Connection. We started with Count Machuki, who he considered really to be the top of the top of the toasters. He loved his jive style, and in fact, much of the slang was an imitation of American rhythm and blues, souls, and popular music stations, and so around those kinds of rhythms and records. It would be into the rock steady element that U-Roy really was so important in 1969, 1970, as they would move into roots reggae in the mid-70s and some of his records in that later period. So we heard Count Machuki, Warfare, and King Smiley, Do It To Me. I have to admit to you a very particular place personally that U-Roy holds for me. And I've said to people in the past that if there was only one 45 I could take on a desert island with me, it would be the next track I'm going to play for you. The reason being that you get two great artistic efforts. On the one hand, U-Roy, my favorite toaster. And on the other, well, you know, Bob Marley and the Wailers. This is for you, Natty Rebel from U-Roy over Soul Rebel from 1970 in the first Perry record with the Wailers. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Instead of fussing and fighting, why not just get together and live in one love and one unity, you know? Rebel in the morning, rebel in the evening too. Now don't you be like a devil when I play with sounds called a rebel, rebel, rebel. You know,
I'm a cashier.
Land sees a great adventurer.
Soul adventurer.
You can hear what I say, let there be love.
See the morning sun. Oh, on the inside.
Nothing in this world they could have never do. To stop not to trade from living up, y'all. Said I'm a living man and I got a lot of work to do.
Said I'm a living man. Oh, I got work to do.
Whoa! Means we gotta come on over, rock it, whip it, and
evening. It's down to say you gotta come on over and rock it on round. It's best not a sound to capture, you know. So make it an adventure, ear, dear, and everywhere you can hear me when I say, so Ronnie Murray down there. Yeah, so you're gonna rock it on over. Means that I gotta get stepping, you know. See, rapper style, a runaway child, I beg you, stop the running wild. Dread from stepping up higher and higher. Let my chili say,
say I'm a living man.
And I've got a lot of work to do now, and they brought me along the way.
I've got work to do.
So come on over, I'll make you rock it on down there.
Follow up the version Natty Rebel from U-Roy with the original from 1970, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Soul Rebel, title track and first on that album. On CKUT 90.3 FM, our tribute to U-Roy. I said just before we played that track, Natty Rebel, that if I had only 145 I could take with me on a desert island, it would be that one. And a few years ago, I told that story to a collaborator of ours here on the mothership, Mossman, about that. And a few months later, after returning from Jamaica, he presented me with an original pressing of that record, Natty Rebel, in case of emergency, as I like to say. So that's the importance it has, this artist, U-Roy, for me personally. And with thought, I'd speak with Mossman about his work with U-Roy and about the sound system culture and the importance of Uroy in the reggae world on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
So tell me about working with Uroy.
It was a real pleasure and honor, for sure, working with Daddy Uroy, seeing how he's one of the forefathers, I guess him and the Last Poets out of New York City. So that was during the first time working with him was for the, I guess it was basically the only time during that production, the Rocksteady Roots of Reggae documentary, Rocksteady documentary album production. And he was brought in to kind of tell the story of like how he came into it and was part of that transitional era, as it was a really important time in Jamaica, that like late 60s, a lot of different things happening, and he was one of them. And we got him in the studio, and there was one song for sure, and then I got him to do another song as well, which didn't put on the soundtrack, but I've given to you. You can put out. I've done a little small run of it. Great, amazing artist. Just did all top of his head. Got him to double track his voice over himself, kind of over himself, so it's like him calling, responding over himself on the vocal. And he did so much in Jamaica. He helped so many other artists. He had the Stirgav sound system. Stirgav being a shortened version from the actual word. I think the word is stereograph sound. And so he had his Stirgav sound system, and it was created after the King Tubby sound. For whatever reason, because King Tubby's and Uroy sound, they were seen as like downtown, grimy, not respected in society. And the cops repeatedly, within the 70s, early part of the 70s, would destroy and mash up King Tubby's sound system, would come in and literally take access to the speaker box and stuff. And so King Tubby got frustrated and he just stopped. And that's when Uroy started his Stirgav sound system, which continued on until he passed away and may still be continuing on, and had artists in there, likes of, Brigadier Jerry, Josie Whale, Charlie Chaplin, Principal, countless, but those are the main three, those first three. And during the production, we were able to film. It was really cool. It's not in the documentary, but we were able to film. It was amazing to see him, like Uroy, toasting over the instrumental of Hopeton Lewis's Sounds and Pressure, and Hopeton was there as well and was singing it at the beginning, and then handed the mic to Uroy, and then Uroy started toasting over the same rhythm. It was amazing. There was only about 200-300 people in the crowd. It was the beginning of the night. You got to remember that in Jamaica, like these sound system things, these kind of like they go 10 hours. And so this was more around like 11 or 12. So it's only about 200-300 people. It's probably going to triple that, later on. So, but it was still amazing to see and hear it on the big sound system speakers there. I can't remember the town it was in. Stirgav would predominantly move around Kingston doing, move around Jamaica doing gigs. They didn't do so much in Kingston. They were one of these traveling sounds throughout the island.
Today, explain the sound system. It's important. What it is.
Okay, sound system culture started in the 50s in Jamaica. So the very first kind of rave culture, DJ culture, record spinning for people to dance outside, and so big speaker boxes. And initially it was not Jamaican music. In the 50s it was boogie woogie, jump blues, R&B, maybe a little like rock R&B, boogie dance, so it was these kind of dance blues shuffle musics coming out of the United States, these 78s. And artists like Roscoe Gordon and Billy Doggett and all these kind of boogie woogie kind of Fats Domino, and that was a really, but there were the Jamaicans at the same time. There was this guy Mr. Galbert, who was like this famous engineer, the first creator of the speaker boxes, of building really nice speaker boxes, he actually was employed by the RAF or whatever it is in England, and the British wanted him to stay. He was there during the Second World War, and they wanted him to stay, but he was like, no, I'm going back to Jamaica to help Jamaica. And he did. This is the man who can literally be traced to the building the first initial speaker boxers, and the man who taught King Toby how to actually build these speaker boxes as well. So this one man in Kingston, this famous Kingstonian, had a little shop and had mentored, I guess, about 10 or 20 different people that eventually started to build these boxes as well. But he built the very first speaker boxes that were tuned to the low end. So this is where it was coming from, this kind of like dance culture, bass culture, was the low end, him setting up these boxes and really getting a nice low end bass kind of sound on there. And then the other guys, King Tubby and all these other guys, kind of just brought it to like these massive stacks and brought it to this other level. And that's in about the 1950s. And that's when Uroy was really, he wasn't so involved himself, I think, but he was hearing all these guys like Count Machuki and Count Sticky and all these Sir Lord Comic and all these kind of like guys that were, they weren't really rapping. They were kind of like interjecting between the songs and toasting and not to brag and boast, I'm the host with the most, and they'll do these little interjections and stuff. And that's what Uroy was really hearing. And that got transitioned into the ska era when the actual Invento and when Jamaicans started releasing their own music. And from that, it just, yeah, he evolved from, and there was like beatboxing and all this kind of neat stuff. And then Uroy heard that and was like the first one to like bring it fully like lyrics. He's going to do freestyle lyrics. He's going to bring a full flowing along with the rhythm. And that's what he was credited for doing, to kind of bringing it to that other level when he's coming in with full on lyrics and freestyling over the instrumentals. And yeah.
That was the B-side of the
Yes, it was the B-side. It was it would be known as Version. They would just call it Version. So it wasn't called Dub at that point. Initially, it was just called the Version side. Then it was called the Dub side, the Dub being a Dub version. And the name Dub coming from duplicate, a shortened term for duplicate being Dub. But then at that same time that Leroy's getting in that, Tubby was engineering and messing around the studios, creating the dubs and experimenting with those versions. So that was a simultaneous thing happening in that the birth of the remix and the beginning of like rapping, toasting was all happening simultaneously with these two main guys working together on King Tubby sounds. So King Tubby in the studio and Uroy on the mic. And that actually can be brought to one specific dance one day, or one night, I should say, in Kingston, where Tubby was taking the acetates, because he was working at Treasure Royale, so taking these Rock City acetates that he had already edited a little bit, but not put any echo or delay or anything, taking it, bringing it on the sound system, playing the dub plate, the acetate, the one-off record, and then mixing it live, and with Uroy toasting, rapping over it, freestyling. And it caused such a huge kerfuffle that people went so mad, like the speaker boxes got knocked down and everyone rushed the stage and like freaked out, and they had to kind of like set everything back up again. And then apparently he played the same thing, remixed it played it again 10 times, but mixed it differently 10 times, doing it all live, improvised with Uroy freestyling over all. And that was kind of like the birth. It's kind of like one of these magical stories of like the birth, one of the birth moments of hip hop, kind of.
Yeah. We're talking what,
68,
69? 68, 68. Yeah. Rocks to the train, and I'm on the first train tomorrow. Yeah. Got yourself a blimp, but ain't on the train, y'all. Some say,
stop that train, I wanna get on.
Because my baby's leaving on the first train tomorrow, so I will tell the people to leave me, say, yeah. When she leave me, say, me feel so bad. So when she leave me, say, me feel so sad. No money to pay the rent. No money to buy some food. Yeah, mothers and fathers gotta find some work and lovers too. Yeah, I gotta leave to find some work in a different state to feed the kids that I would tell each and every time.
So we'll be telling
stop the train, I wanna get on.
Baby,
my baby, she is leaving me now.
I wanna come on back right home, y'all.
Stop that train,
yes, cause I wanna get on, y'all. Is my baby gonna leave me tomorrow when I don't like that at all, that I was saying. Yeah, ain't so, baby, gotta take the train. Some gotta take the plane. Mothers, fathers, and lovers have to find some work in a different state, as I was saying. So we all are poor and we need some more. So we got to find some work, as I will tell you, say. Now the musical rock set the train. Got you set to blame for ain't of a train. Baby, come back, cause I'm a bigger yo. Suffocation brings a whole lot of suffocation. Suffocation means we gotta run away from starvation. I can't take that no more. So baby, gotta come back and stay on. Yeah. See, I don't wanna get on the rock steady train, y'all. Tell me, girl. Love you the most and the coast and play the bones. Means the love without a brag and love without a bones. Baby, come back cause I'm a big one time, y'all. Yeah. And do good, baby.
Stop that train.
Stay one time with Lambo Bigger, yo.
Stop that train, I wanna get on.
You know what I mean?
My baby, she is leaving me now.
Leaving on the first train tomorrow. Leaving the beloved ones behind. I can't take that no more. So baby, gotta come back and stay on. Baby girl, I wanna get on the musical train, y'all.
Stop that train.
Baby. And I don't feel so good about that as I would tell the people. Yeah, so my baby gotta tell you, yo.
Stop that train.
Stop the train, baby. I wanna get on the train, y'all. It's a rock steady train. You gotta save the blame if you ain't on the train, y'all. Yeah, so keep me rocking. Keep me rocking and keep me swinging, baby.
I wanna get on.
I'm the musical rock steady train.
She's leaving me now.
Yeah, say, come rock me steady, baby. Rock me one time, girl, cause my baby, I wanna see your face again, as I would tell you, say. Yeah, so keep on coming through my room, because I wanna see your face just a little bit more, baby girl, as I would tell you. It's my baby, gonna leave on the first street tomorrow.
The early records, those early dubs with the Kentubby Cruise and like Tommy McCook, the Paragons, were they doing that live or it was still already on the dub?
You get into like 1970.
Yeah, that's later on. So the Tubby was doing this in the studio, but these weren't being really released. So he was doing these weird little edits. And the first real little weird little edits were, I guess, more coming out of a different studio with Lee Perry and Andy Cap and this other engineer. And these were just little weird. They weren't really even putting any delay or a reverb. They were more doing just messing with the knobs, putting instruments in and out, tweaking the little equalization, high-low mids, and it's very rudimentary at the beginning. But yes, by the time 70, 71, 70, when Uroy's stuff started to get released, it's at that same time when the actual more experimentation happened in the studio and people were like, yeah, Tubby, I think Tubby was 71 or something when he got his studio going or something. So that's in the early part, the very early parts of the 70s is when it really started happening. It happened kind of simultaneously.
So, and that we're talking at that point, like 68, 69 into 70, we're talking really rock steady beats and...
Yeah, you're talking basically in that time. So before that, all that was going and getting pressed and released to the public, there's still a musical transition going on. So musically speaking, in the dance hall, Tubby and Uroy were doing all this stuff with King Tubby Sound System. But musically, it transitioned from rocksteady into like what they call boss reggae, skinhead reggae, this much more faster tempo reggae, early reggae. Some call it like roller rink reggae. There's all these different terms for it. It's much more upbeat, much more kind of happy, kind of like double time. Like, so it was kind of a weird transition from like fast classic ska, which was fast. Then it slowed down the rock steady. Then early reggae, which is like a fast again. But that only lasted about a year and a half too. And then by 70, roots. And so there you go. But Roots was also kind of rock steady. It was a slower tempo, but it was perfect for mixing dub and doing experimentation with that, and perfect for the guy's toes to go on that. And that's 70, 71, yeah, coming there.
How would you describe his? I mean, he's a pivotal figure in that transformative element. He's not just doing a few toasts or a few segues. He's actually lyricizing. Yeah. He's speaking. His timing was. Yeah. How would you describe him? And then maybe when you look at the next generation that comes afterwards, I Roy, those kinds of guys. How where do you place him, and how do you define his style?
Well, he's the originator, he's the father, and because that's what it was like him freestyling, having these lyrics flowing over, he was the first one really flowing lyrically over an instrumental, and as far as the people that followed him, they became different, it became these other elements, so Iroy is really the other two artists really that people rate really highly is from that 70s era is Big Youth, Jai Youth, and Iroy. And both are hugely influential. They came up from that time and very influenced by Uroy. And they're very quite different from each other. Iroy is very intellectual, very smarter, has a very clear delivery, great. And, you know, they're not really the same kind of style where Jai Youth, Big Youth, was like a sing jay, was the first sing jay. So he's coming and he's toasting and he's sing jaying and he's singing. He's doing all these lyrically, like messing with his flow and doing all this kind of different things with it. So he's coming from a very different way from Iroy, kind of quite different style, where he was all over the map and he was just like, what? Sing jay, singing, toast. That they all blurred together kind of with him. So that was once those guys came in, well, then that was it. I mean, when you have a guy like Big Youth, who's just like, well, what's the difference? What's the Sing Jay? What's the Toaster? You know, DJ, they're all mixed together. And then, yeah, it continued on like that. And then there's these other guys that kind of followed suit, like another kind of guy that was just really experimental, Dr. Alimentado. Great. And I mean, there's a bunch of other guys that just came in there and were like, no, there was no, it was up to you. It was up to your own creative, imaginative way to approach the rhythm.
Right your mind, your mind, your now.
Ooh.
Right your yow and yow and yow and yow and yow. Say Babylon, I beg you take off your pressure. Yeah, cause we can't stand it no more, yo. After the poor people, yo, you can't take that no more. He's our pressure, Mr. Babylon. I beg you each and every time, Mr. Babylon. After the unfortunate, yeah, we can't stand that. When my people are getting so desperate, really and truly desperate, as I'm gonna tell you. My people get so aggravated, really and truly aggravated, as I'm gonna tell you, people. When a man is a hungry man, is an angry man. You know that's when we're hungry again.
Mad! Mad!
Babylon got the pressure off the eyes, as I'm gonna tell you.
He's out the pressure off the gas, cause every time you read them things, things get worse. Yeah. It's like a curse in a Babylon. Down no in the Babylon, I tell you, it's rough, y'all. So Mr. Babylon, take over pressure. Take over pressure, Babylon. After the poor and fortunate. Yeah, after the poor and unfortunate and desperate. And don't make the people get so desperate.
We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that,
no way.
And I know later on you're not going to like that, Mr. Babylon.
People like that. Couple people gonna get crazy.
So Babylon, go away with your suffering.
Back off with your suffering and your starvation. Go away with your pressuring. Yeah, back off with your killing and stabbing. Go away with your backbiting and stabbing. Yeah, go away, Babylon, run away. Go away with your cheating and robbing. Yeah, the poor people wanna live in peace and love, as I was saying. Make the people them live upright. Yeah, in a judge's sight. Yeah, my children wanna go to school and get bright. Make the people them live in unity. Yes, the people them want to go to school and get bright. Make the people them live in a peace, yo. Peace and love and unity, you know. Make me brother stop fighting me next brother and sister. Yes, make my brother stop killing me brother and sister.
When them hungry, them get so hungry. But I don't wanna kill no old people. Expect them to do anything to get some money. No, we don't wanna kill no old lady. We expect them to do anything to get some food. Yeah. We don't wanna kill the children. Expect them to do find somewhere to live, y'all. Yeah. The children is the future of today and tomorrow. But Mr. Babylon, back off with your pressure. Back off, Babylon, back off, y'all. After the suffering, y'all. Take it off on the suffering people. Babylon, back where with your suffering, you. Go away with your suffering, you're suffering, you're starving. After the poorer people, they're this.
I said, they can't take it no more, so we keep on flowing to where people want some place to live.
People want some place to live.
Yes, because everything them God is there to give you.
People want holy food.
Babylon is our food.
People
want some bread and milk on them table.
Oh,
people.
And pressure.
Yeah, a choo-choo sound that. Some say,
people want something for eat every day.
Each and every day, the people got to eat.
Yes, the people that really need some food, yeah.
So whether winning or whether losing, the soldiers got to be fed.
Go out where with your suffering, Mr. Babylon. Come and go feed the pig to them.
Go away with your backbiting and cheating.
Come and go feed all the children.
Go away with your robbing and grabbing and starving.
Feed the children in the South Africa.
South Africa. South Africa.
As we bring this flight of the mothership, Funky Revolutions, to reggaeified and on the rhythms and lyrics, interjections of you, Roy. Our first part and first tribute to this artist. We, in this last part of the program, featured an interview with Mossman, hooked up with him yesterday to talk about his experiences with you, Roy. And in fact, in the interview, you heard two selections recorded by Mossman in studio in Jamaica with U-Roy. We heard first Rock Steady Train, his U-Roy dubplate, and then this just last track, Sound and Pressure, Hopton Lewis reuniting on a dubplate with U-Roy for the documentary feature, which Mossman talked about. On CKUT 90.3 FM, my name was Khalid. Pleasure to be with you again this week. I wanted to thank all of those who contributed to our financial health, and really thank you very much, those who contributed to my program and to the entire station. We did really, really well. And, you know, we can't survive without you. So, well, my recognition and thanks. We'll be back next week with more of the music of U-Roy, whose astounding discography includes over 30 albums. U-Roy, the originator, sometimes known as Hugh Roy, who passed away in February. We pay tribute next week, as well as invite you to listen to an interview we did earlier this week with Michael Wimberly, funky musician, teaches down in Vermont. We'll talk about his new album, Afrofuturism. From the Mothership Controls, reminding you as usual, free your mind, our collective ass will follow.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for I and I, brethren, to dwell together in unity and love. Love is like a precious ointment upon the head that went down to bear.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest, DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
on CKUT 90.3 FM. People's Station.
A prayer for the people of St. Vincent. A prayer for the people of St. Vincent. A prayer for the people of St. Vincent. Let us all say a prayer for the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, that it will be okay.